November the 30th. Surely not. Surely it's not December tomorrow. Five games tonight. A little bit of news on LaMelo Ball and the Hornets in general. We'll talk about them as well as all of the other games, the other injuries. Who are we streaming? Who are we picking up? This is the Saturday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I do and say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and on Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us at FBI Basketball on Twitter. We do have a website too, FBIBasketball.com. Head over there. My ranks are there. They haven't been updated in a while, but they're there. And you can get access to our Discord server, which is massive, to be honest. It's bloody huge. We are also on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and Twitter. Please like, find us, rate, subscribe, thumbs up, all that stuff. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. There's a lot that we're a part of. We're also about to be a part of something else. So exciting news for us coming very shortly. All right, five games today, and I can see some questions already. Very good, very good. We'll get to those questions. I'm just seeing what they're related to. Yep. Yeah, okay. We'll get to those shortly. But let's bring up a screen. So I'm just using the Basketball Monster lineups page, which is a free page. I don't think you have to have a membership to see this one. It was about as good as I could find where it actually shows the bench as well. A lot of the websites that show the starting lineups don't show the bench. They just show the starting five. So I like to see the bench as well. We'll start with the first game, Atlanta at Charlotte. A little bit of an early tip-off, about an hour earlier than usual. So 2 hours roughly this one will tip off. Trae Young is probable with his Achilles issue, which... it seems to be lingering a bit, but hasn't hampered him too much. We will assume that he will play. DeAndre Hunter is playing, so that's good. Means there's no issues with his injury lingering. Bogdan Bogdanovic, questionable. They're managing his hamstring injury there. But that makes them generally pretty healthy, so there's really not a lot here that's changed from yesterday. If you've got Hunter in there for points, he was good yesterday. Roll him out there again today. Okongwu played 22 minutes, I think, yesterday. Clint Capella played a few more. Capella is still our option there, but if Okongwu is available today, go and add him and stream him in. But not really much else. For the Hawks, for the Hornets, though, we do have some news. So LaMelo Ball is going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks with his calf issue. Doesn't mean he's returning in 2 weeks, but yeah, there was a fear of this. Hopefully it is only 3 weeks, like 2 to 3 weeks. It's not significantly longer than that because if there is a time of the year, other than the All-Star break to get an injury, this is it, because we do have the in-season tournament sort of that phase coming up where over a two-week span, teams might only play 3 or 4 games. So rather than missing 11 games or 12, he might only miss 7 or something like that. As you can see, that's what I don't know who puts these projected missed games in, but yeah, so... It might be that might be a bit of a blessing in disguise. Nick Richards, questionable. So no indication yet that I'm aware of as to whether he will play. But if he does play, that hurts Musa Diabate. It probably takes Taj Gibson out of the rotation completely. And I'd still be holding Diabate because I don't think they're going to play Richards 30 minutes or anything like that. So I think both would be worth rostering. If you've got Nick Richards in your IR spot, just keep an eye on his availability tonight. Vasily Micic, who started last night, he is probable. We'll assume that he plays. He's probably worth picking up. He doesn't look great out there. And I know we've got a KJ Simpson question in here from Ozzy. Thinking of taking a flyer on KJ Simpson. He looked great. Micic is just too slow and plodding. Yes, he is. Their offense is pretty rough. And look, KJ was okay yesterday. From memory, I think he scored 10 or 11 points. Only played about 16 minutes, but had some steals, couple of assists. So, yeah, look, he was okay. If you want to take a flyer on him with Micic probable, I guess there's a chance that may hamper him a bit and they might just play KJ Simpson a few more minutes. It's going to be, against Atlanta, this is going to be a high-scoring game. Neither team want to play defense. So, yeah, on five games, if you want to take a flyer, by all means, go ahead. Salou is still someone I think I picked him up for yesterday, and I'll just roll him out there again today. On to the next game. Philly at Detroit. All right, for Philly, still no Joel Embiid, still no Kyle Lowry. Paul George, questionable. Caleb Martin, questionable. Yabusele is still the guy that I want here in terms of streaming. He has put together a few good games, a good season, to be honest. If he's there, if he's available, go and pick him up for tonight. Caleb Martin, much like Cody Martin, they're both serviceable. They get you some defensive stuff. They don't score a lot. Free throws aren't great. So, again, five-game night, if you want to go and if you just need a roster spot to fill, Caleb Martin might be an option. Kelly Oubre as well if you need some points. For Detroit, good that Cade isn't on the injury report. That would indicate that he is over his injury. So we're just rolling him out as usual. Duren was good yesterday, so hopefully he can build on that performance. This would be the game to do it against this Philly team without Joel Embiid. So keep an eye on what Duren can do tonight. Isaiah Stewart was pretty bad yesterday, but I did say give him one more game with a view to them playing the back-to-back, so you get two games from him. So if you do have him, I would just leave him in your lineup, see how he goes tonight. Tim Hardaway, sure. I'd still much, much rather Malik Beasley based on what we've seen. And Asar Thompson, it's tough. He is a stash, I think, at this point. And we'll see what his ceiling looks like if and when we get to it. The third game. Okay, Washington at Milwaukee for Washington, no Kyle Kuzma. He went down with that rib injury, and we said he's probably going to miss some games here just because he doesn't even want to be playing. So with him out, Kyshawn George will presumably come back into the starting lineup, joining Malcolm Brogdon, Bilal Coulibaly, Jordan Poole, and Alex Saar. Poole, Brogdon, Coulibaly, Saar all should be rostered. George worth picking up probably if he's going to start. Maybe that somehow carves out a few more minutes for Bob Carrington. I think I've still got him in two teams. They are deeper leagues, those 16 teams. So I'm hoping we get something from him, but I'm not confident based on what we've seen the last few games. He will have value at some point. It's just not now. And Corey Kispert, maybe you catch him on a good night and stream him in and get some points. For the Bucks, Giannis probable as always. He should play. I think it's still this is the knee injury, so not the calf. Okay, so the calf, it appears, is okay now. This is just the lingering knee injury or issue. I don't know if we call it an injury. Lillard will start alongside Prince, Giannis, Lopez. Andre Jackson should continue to start. No word that I don't know why they're starting him, but he's only playing 20 minutes. Gary Trent has been better. He is another person or another player you could consider for tonight if you need threes, along with AJ Green, who's been playing pretty well. But the only injury there is Chris Middleton, and he's getting closer supposedly, but yeah, we don't know when he will be back, and it's going to be, I would imagine, a slow ramp up for him. On to the fourth game, Golden State at Phoenix. For the Warriors, Steph Curry is questionable with his knee. Pretty sure it's still the knee. It is. Andrew Wiggins also questionable. Jonathan Kuminga is probable with an illness. He started in that last game and looked okay. We'll assume Curry plays this one, probably Wiggins as well. So we will have them starting with Draymond Green, Trayce Jackson-Davis, and Lindy Waters. Buddy Hield, be nice to see him get back on track a bit here. He has been pretty ordinary. He probably hasn't been dropped. I picked up Pajemski somewhere yesterday in a league. I thought he looked okay in the last game. We were drafting him, if we remember back to, when were we drafting? 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago. We were drafting him, so there is still hope here. I'm not confident, but again, low volume day, so I picked him up and we will see what I get from him. But with Curry playing, it sort of chops the head off a lot of value for these guys like Moody, Pajemski, Buddy Hield even to a lesser degree. He should still play good minutes if his shot is falling. For the Suns, Bradley Beal is questionable. Yusuf Nurkic is questionable. If Bradley Beal is out, it's Grayson Allen we look at. If Nurkic is out, it is Plumlee that we look at. Let me just bring up the play news because I will just make sure that we're not getting any updates while I'm doing the show. Player news. There wasn't anything when I started. No, we've got some injury updates for tomorrow, but nothing for tonight's games yet. Okay, so yes, we're looking at Plumlee and Allen if Nurkic and or Beal sit. Allen probably still has some streaming value here, even if Beal plays. 4-3, so a lot of good 3-point or potentially good 3-point streaming options tonight. And Royce O'Neal, he can be streamed as well if you need some sort of rebounds, out of position assists, defensive stuff, and not a lot of points. That's what he does. That's what he will continue to do. And the final game, Dallas at Utah. Scroll down a little bit further there. Dallas at Utah. Daniel Gafford will play. Luka is doubtful. We're not expecting to see him out there. And Klay Thompson remains out as well. So Quentin Grimes is the guy we want here in terms of the Klay Thompson / Luka Doncic replacement, along with Naji Marshall. Naji Marshall has been very good. He's on the hottest scoring. I think I saw a stat that he scored 4 20-point games in a row, maybe. And prior to this run, he'd only scored 20 points 6 times in his career. So fair to say that he is on a heater at the moment. So we just roll with him. The defense has actually fallen off a little bit, and that's probably why you picked him up initially. But you take the 20 points and hope that he gets you a steal or a block. He's been good. He's been a good addition for them. Grimes, points, threes, some assists. Lively and Gafford will just continue to split minutes here. Gafford is not a drop. I'm still getting questions about Gafford being a drop. No, he's not. As long as he's playing 20-ish minutes, he should be fine. And Jaden Hardy, Spencer Dinwiddie, both have stepped into bigger roles with the injuries. Dinwiddie has been, look, he was trash to start the season and wasn't even in the rotation, but he's been okay the last few games. So if you need some assists, he is worth a look tonight, assuming Luka does sit, which we think he will. For the Jazz, they get some guys back. Lauri Markkanen, John Collins will play. Jordan Clarkson remains out with his plantar fasciitis. Kyle Filipowski also out. So we should still see more minutes of Bryce Sensabaugh. He's not going to have as high a ceiling with Markkanen back, but probably still someone to consider. Of all the streaming options here on this team, he would be the preference, I think. Kessler, Collins, Markkanen, Sexton, and George will all start and should all be rostered. So it really is just Sensabaugh that we're looking at. And that's all the games. So pretty quick. We do have questions, like I said. I'm having a great weekend. It's very wet here. And I am helping my friend this afternoon, tonight, afternoon, evening, with a hay truck. So he lives on a farm. He gets a massive truck full of hay. And I have volunteered to go and help him unload all of that hay. So it's going to be some hard manual labor for us here. I can't really complain. Time to drop our Horford. It's close. It is close. We do have some Celtics injury updates for tomorrow. And Al Horford is on that list. So Drew Holiday, Al Horford, Kristaps Porzingis, and Derek White are all questionable tomorrow. Derek White hurt his foot yesterday in the game. So this is more of a recent kind of injury. So there is a chance that they don't play him tomorrow. Porzingis is just his injury management kind of thing. Al Horford dealing with a toe sprain. He's had that for a little while. And Drew Holiday with adductor tightness. If Horford and Porzingis are both out, it's probably Nemanja Kata, maybe Cornette. Who knows? They just change it up. But generally speaking, if they're healthy, is it time to drop Al Horford? It is close. We know he's going to start or get spot starts when Porzingis is out, but he's not doing a ton. I don't know. In a standard league, he's probably your worst player, and if you can stream that spot, I think that's probably okay. Hini Mini asks, losing field goal by 0.006, winning free throws by 0.03, would you leave Giannis in the IL today in my situation? Well, I mean, yes and no. Playing Giannis is potentially going to hurt your free throws, yes. But he could, against Washington, he could go like 12 of 14 from the field or something. So he could really bump up your field goal percentage. And we do get lucky with Giannis. Sometimes he does go 10 of 12 from the line. It doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. So it's up to you. I think if your team is built for field goal percentage and you're losing it, I would just roll him out there. So it sort of depends what you're expecting to win. If there's one of these categories is one that you're expecting to win, I would lean into that one a little bit more. Would you drop one of these to use Nick Richards if he plays? Rob Williams, Wendell Carter Jr., Micić, Goga, or Bilal? Micić would be the drop there for me. I know LaMelo is going to be out. Trey Mann will be back at some point. I think Rob Williams, look, he's injured. I guess I would understand if you wanted to drop someone that's not even playing, but he might only miss one or two games. Wendell Carter is back and starting. Goga is continuing to start and Bilal is continuing to start. So it's probably Micić for me. I don't know. You could make a case for all of them. Probably, yeah, I still think it's Micić. Although in saying that, maybe you just don't activate Nick Richards tonight because he might only play 15 to 18 minutes. That's, again, if he plays. And I will just check that we don't have any updates, which it doesn't appear as though we do. We do not. Yeah, and if you're looking at purely sort of statistical replacements, he replaces a Rob Williams or a Wendell or a Goga. So you're getting rebounds and blocks. So would you drop someone that gets assists and threes like a Micić or sort of some points and defensive stuff like Bilal to get in more blocks and more rebounds? Or would you rather bring Nick Richards in and use him to replace someone that's got a very similar stat set? If that's the case, then you would be looking at Rob Williams, Wendell, or Goga. Williams, Rob Williams, I think has the highest upside, but I'm not sure we get there with Ayton back and Klingon as well hanging around. So yeah, it's a tough one. I still think value, pure value, it's probably Micić. Aussie says, oh, KJ Simpson, we talked that one. Would only bench Giannis if I'm sure of winning points, rebounds, assists, and the defensive stats. Yeah, that's true. Yep. Wendell and Badadze are both not roster. Yeah, they're very close. Like, I think I still like Badadze as a must roster, but that's really categorical based. So if you need rebounds and blocks, he is, but that's really all he does. So yeah, he's not scoring a lot. He doesn't hurt your free throws terribly, but he doesn't get to the line much as well. So yeah, it is really based on what you need. Okay, does Luka get upgraded to questionable? I doubt it. I think he was potentially questionable initially. I can't remember when I was doing the injury report yesterday that he was questionable and then downgraded to doubtful. So I don't think he plays today. They do play Utah as well, so it's not a, well, in theory, it's not a tough game. It's one that they should win. So I don't expect Luka to play. If he does, it'll be a nice surprise, but I don't think he will. Yeah, interested to see Assar playing some backup five. I don't know if it happens with, I think they're just happy rolling with Isaiah Stewart at the moment. Koulibaly's on drop watch. Look, he hasn't been great. I still think his role is there and people are still, I don't know what the right word is. He was very good to start the season, but he was doing things that we didn't draft him for. We drafted him for some defensive, like just sort of across the board production. And then he came out and scored all these points and everyone's expectations went really high. So I do think people are still sort of hoping that we're going to get this points production, where I don't think we will. We were overdrafting Pajemski. Yes, turns out we were. Man out for 2+ weeks. Okay. Yeah, I hadn't really looked at the timeline on him because he's not someone I care too much about. But what have we got? What have they? Oh, yeah, project him for a couple of weeks. Yeah, okay. So no man. So Micić is, yeah, theoretically going to start here. And as we chatted about earlier, KJ Simpson is also someone, in at least in deeper leagues. Is J-Dub a sell high? I don't think so. Let me have a look what he is. I'm pretty sure he's still a first rounder, isn't he? He is. He's the sixth ranked player. I mean, look, based on him being the sixth ranked player, yes, he is a sell high. But no one's going to give you a first round player for Jalen Williams, I don't think. What would I take for him? Top 20? I think he could be top 20 rest of season. Chet's out for a long time. So, yeah, I probably wouldn't take anything lower than a second round, a third. I definitely would have him in the second round. So if you wanted to trade him for a second rounder, but, yeah, we know how good he is. I think he's going to be an all-star. Even yesterday was, I think when I did the post-game show, I said, oh, not his best game. He had 19 points, 2 threes, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Just his percentages were down a little bit, but he's been phenomenal. So, yeah, I don't think he is necessarily a sell high. I would just hold him. But if you could get a top 15-ish player for him, then maybe you could consider it. And that'll do. That'll do for the pre-game show. Now, this afternoon's post-game show, or this evening, or wherever you are, will come a bit early. Now, let me just have a look. Oh, I can look here, can't I? What time are the games? So the last game tonight is a 9:30 Eastern tip-off, which is 1:30 here. So the last game, the post-game show will probably come midway through that last game, I think, because otherwise it's going to be too late tonight that I'm doing it. And yeah, well, by the time I get home from doing this this truck thing that I've got to do, it's just going to be too late at night here for me. So so the show, the post-game show will come at around, let's say 3 p.m. my time, which is 11 p.m. Eastern. So probably just as that last game is tipping off for the second half is when the post-game show will come. So it will come. It'll be a pretty quick one because I will need to get out of here, but there definitely will be a post-game show. But that'll do for the pre-game show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.